Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
It's coming up for 12 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Breakfast Beat, and as you know, Breakfast Beat is proudly brought to you by Topeka Spur Kenilworth Centre. Call them on 021-671-6191. Let's move along to our next feature now. Yesterday, officials of the Western Cape Education Department visited the St. Susie Girls High School following a video that went viral, basically showing an altercation between a teacher and student. The shorter version of the video has been widely shared. However, there are reports of a longer version showing exactly what might have happened prior to the argument spiking. Now, learners at the school have since come out in support of the educator during a peaceful protest held inside the assembly hall, stating that the incident was not race related. An investigation into the matter is currently underway. But joining us online this morning is Muath Kabir, the convener of the education subcommittee at the Progressive Professionals Western Cape. Muath, good morning. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. Now, how does the PPF view the recent incident at St. Susie Girls High School?
We're obviously appalled at the outcome. You know, I think the big issue, and where things have gotten a little confused and on social media, is that the child is problematic and those types of things. But I think that we must isolate what actually happened before and the context, and actually look at the issue that the teacher actually committed assault. And that within the context of our education system is actually unacceptable. It should not be tolerated. And our view is that the teacher has actually crossed the line in terms of the lack of classroom management and allowed the situation to escalate regardless of the situation. She's in charge. She's the adult in the room, and that she should have managed that situation a lot better.
So, which brings to ask, you know, in terms of diffusing a situation, you know, like that, what would have been the correct or appropriate manner in which to deal with it?
Look, I mean, based on the video that is circulating, there's clearly a verbal exchange. And the minute I think that the teacher starts to raise her voice, she's actually lost the respect of the, not, she's lost control of the situation.
Mm.
There's an opportunity for her to defuse it. She then escalates. I mean, and the situation is two participants. Right? So she, as the adult, as the teacher, as the implied authority in the classroom, has actually started to lose control of that situation the minute she raised her voice and started to engage at that level with that student. She should have withdrawn from that situation and asked either for assistance from the office, or had walked with the student to the office. And if the student refuses to do that, then go to the office herself and to go and get someone from the office to come and intervene. Because at that moment in time, neither of those two participants are actually listening to each other. So there's a complete breakdown of communication. And at that, I mean, it again escalates into, I'm going to show you. All right. If you go right to the end of this thing, the slap is, you can actually intimate that there's anger in that slap. And I think that once that line was crossed now, I mean, and that is where we see everything that happens before that could have been avoided. But the fact that it had gotten to that point, I think is within the, I mean, it's lack of classroom management. I mean, the teacher says, I think in the video and in the statement, that she's got 2 degrees working on a third, but none of them apparently are in classroom management. And no matter what anyone else says, and I think this has to be taken into this particular context, the teacher is the adult. You're teaching high school students, you are going to get attitude. No student is angels. My son is in high school, he's not an angel. So we have to manage and discipline, that's not it all, but also how classrooms are managed, exactly within the ambit of the teacher.
Now, looking at this teacher, as well as educators across the spectrum, and, you know, in light of this incident, as well as, you know, various incidents, we've had reports of stabbings happening at schools and various other challenges that arise. Do you think that educators are adequately trained to deal with conflict within the classroom? We've even had a suggestion of saying, why not have panic buttons installed in the classroom in the case that anything does transpire, the teachers to press the panic button, which would then alert the principal, the HOD, etc.?
You know, schools, like I said, How teachers manage the classrooms are something and a skill that can be taught. It is actually something that can be managed. There are conflict resolution workshops that not only the principals or management can take, but also teachers. How teachers manage the students in the class, and you can identify ripples as classes are being taught. You can identify these types of ripples that are emanating through the classroom. But how you allow that? She could have walked out of the classroom. The teacher herself could have removed herself from that. She decided to engage at that level. And like I said, at that point, neither of them were listening to each other. There was no more communication. It was now, I'm going to raise it. The other one, in fact, the student, as far as I could see, the student actually didn't engage until the phone was grabbed. Alright? All of those things she didn't say. She was maybe muttering under her voice, but it was inaudible for us to understand what that is. The teacher then tossed the toys as far as and I think that is where the issue arises. Having a panic button, if that school doesn't have access to go and ask another student to go and call someone from the office, or herself to go and stand up and take a minute. And just allow the tempers or the heat to diffuse out of that. There's more than that. Having issues with student violence, and that obviously we don't condone and we don't accept. Right? But rightfully so, on the other side, we don't accept and don't condone teachers assaulting students either.
Now, there's speculation, from, various students saying that this child is a problematic student, a problematic pupil. So are schools then, adequately equipped to work with students who are unruly? Because obviously this doesn't look like the first time the student and teacher have been in an altercation, judging from the video that we've seen.
Sabira, I think we should be careful about speculation. I think speculation in this particular respect is looking for justification for the actions of the teacher. If you look at the support that came out, then we must be clear. I don't believe that this was racially motivated. I don't think that there was an issue of race in this, as was in the silent protest at the school yesterday, of the student body that came out in support of the teacher. But we must also be afraid and be careful and wary not to speculate that this child is a problematic. I mean, I could speculate very easily and say, the teacher had trouble getting to school, her battery was flat, she had a flat tire, so she was angry, someone cut her off on the way to the school. She maybe not have had a coffee. So, or she's having trouble with a marriage or a boyfriend, whatever the case is, and this is what led up to that. So we must be very careful not to speculate on a number of things that we don't know. We must actually stick to the facts, and speculation in this regard appears to be a justification for the actions in favor of the teacher. And we should avoid all of that.
All right. There are messages coming in. Mm-hmm. Questions for you, sir, asking, sure. Have you ever been in a classroom situation?
You know what? I have. I've actually taught classes. I've taught in Saudi Arabia, and as you know, Saudi Arabia students are not exactly very easy. I've been teaching high school. I taught a class last year at SIBA, which are young adults. So I have been in a classroom. It's requesting my and turning this into what authority am I speaking? This is not about me. This is about what is there, about the facts. Right? And we can speculate before and after, but as much as we want. At the end of the day, either you are a teacher and able to manage a classroom, right? If there's violence that erupts all day, you don't engage in the violence, you remove yourself from the violence. Unless it is your life that is being threatened, that is when you are allowed to defend yourself. But beyond that, they said, yes, I have, and the short answer, I have been in a classroom, and I have taught students at the high school level students, and yeah, so I'm familiar with the attitude that comes along with that.
Let's reverse the roles and say, should the student have slapped the teacher? What would your comments have been then?
No, the same thing applies. It is, we don't tolerate, and this is not about accepting the one over the other.
Sure.
Both instances are wrong. Had the student assaulted the teacher, the view would be the same, that this child needs to be disciplined according to the full brunt of the law and the extent of the law. The same thing applies with the teacher. But the teacher had the opportunity to remove herself from the situation. As the adult and as the teacher, or to send somebody to go and say, hold on one second, how do you defuse this? Do you add fuel to the fire, or do you remove the fuel from the fire? So if she was part of the fuel, then she needed to remove herself. The student clearly wasn't going to go. So she has a choice again to remove herself from the situation. Go and walk to the office, call calm down, come back with the principal or the vice principal, someone at head of grade or the head of department, and have them intervene, because that student was no longer listening to that teacher.
All right. Well, Martha Gabir, thank you so much for joining us and shedding light on the matter. We do appreciate your thoughts and comments this morning.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Sabra.
Only a pleasure. And that was Martha Gabir, the convener of the Education Subcommittee at the Progressive Professionals Federation Western Cape. They're speaking to us. Loads of messages coming in this morning. Bear with me. We are going to get to them. We're going to head for an ad break, but when we get back, we will be hearing from the MEC for Education in the Western Cape, Minister Debbie Schaefer, in regards to this matter. So do stay tuned.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo. Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So, 24 minutes after 8 a.m. this morning, Breakfast Beat. We're into the final hour of the show. As you know, Breakfast Beat is proudly brought to you by Topeka Spurt Kenilworth Center. Call them at 021-671-6191. It's time to bring to you your daily home affairs report. And that was your home affairs report for today, so kindly take a note of those alerts. 25 after 8 a.m. this morning, messages coming in fast and furiously. In a bit, we will be speaking to Minister Debbie Schaefer with regards to this matter in terms of the teacher. Did you watch the video? The smack was like so. I didn't see it coming. As I was watching the video, I was like, okay, you know, teacher, student, people fight kind of thing. Didn't see that smack coming, but when I saw it, I was like, okay, things escalated alarmingly fast. So let's go through the messages this morning. Quite a few. Let's address the ones with regards to this video. So coming in and having a look. Sorry, I'm just trying to open it on the side. My mouse is doing some funny things this morning. Doesn't seem to want. Yeah, Auntie B says this mouse needs a smack. If you can hear that, that's what I'm doing with my mouse. Okay, I don't think the mouse is working, so I'll try and get to your messages in a bit. But this morning's a big day, like we've been speaking about. So in 2019, share with us your thoughts. And in terms of education, you know, I hope we hear something this evening in terms of the promises, and hopefully those promises will be kept. As you know, the last time we spoke about education at the SONA, that promise had been broken, wasn't seen through. So, of course, we look forward to it this evening and to see whether more schools can be built and additional funding granted to the various provinces in which to build these schools. We can put money here, there, and everywhere else when it comes to government. So hopefully we can give the necessary and what's the word, funding? Like the necessary funding that's needed, you know, to build these schools. So that's what we're saying this morning. So we are taking your messages, your calls on 021-442-3530. Give us a call, let us know what you think. The lines are open, 021-442-3530. And that's going to be coming your way in a bit. Also, we are going to be, when we do open up the lines, feel free to let me know, what do you think the President will be addressing come this evening? And of course, do you have questions for any ministers? And if we see Nomvula Makonyane, what do we say to her? Pay back the money, or where is the money, or what have you done with the money? You know, she was pocketing 50,000 rand a month there from Angelo Grizzi, was busy packing 50,000 rand every month and giving it to her, but apparently nothing materialized in terms of her side of the bargain. You know, they didn't get any perks of it, so shame, hey? Message coming in, SONA, what a waste of money. Apparently they're doing away with, like, you know, the catering things and stuff this year. So there's no catering at SONA. So they decided, you know what, if we need to save money, let's stop the food. So the journalists were kind of worried in the newsroom. They were like, oh, but what are we going to eat? So we'll see how it goes later on, and we'll give you some comments with regards to that. But of course, this morning, speaking about, you know, that video that has gone viral from the San Susi Girls High School, in terms of the video showing, you know, an altercation between a teacher and a student, it escalates, and, you know, the teacher then slaps the student. Of course, we've seen support for the teacher from the girls at San Susi Girls High School. But yeah, we'll get into it further in a bit. Call in line one. Assalamu alaikum. Good morning.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise and thanks goes to Allah for the opportunity to listen and to talk and to interact. And no other lifestyle of the same is special except the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad salam. We listen about all this corruption. I would like to know for the 16 years, especially in the Western Cape, what have happened with the budget that was supposed to go to District 6 for cleaning the drains and building the roads, you know? And we've got to think of all these things. Because we know stealing has not only been going on starting since 1994. Stealing has been going on since 1901 already in this country. So alhamdulillah, you know, we must realize and things is now out. Because remember what Madiba used to say, if I do anything wrong, let me be brought to book. And people has been brought to book and it's out there. And of course the farms are still laying out there since 1901. And of course, and also District 6 for 16 years, the DA, the Western Cape, and they've done nothing about District 6. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. 021-442-3530 is the number for you to dial. It's just gone 8:30. Let's head out for our headlines at the bottom of the hour.
In your top stories this hour, police search for suspects after a Cape Town father is shot and killed outside his children's school. Lehau calls for immediate investigation into the General Secretary Union of, or rather the Secretary of Union Federation FEDUSA, Dennis George. The NPA says Linda Mti has been ordered to hand himself over to police. And commuters and motorists are warned of traffic delays ahead of the State of the Nation address this evening. Those are your headlines. Catch more details at 9.
Taking a look at your traffic at this point in time and your final traffic update for this morning. Cape Town CBD, Bytekind Street, there's the major event is with regards to Sona, and there's heavy traffic due to road closures around Parliament. Mill Street, due to Sona, heavy traffic due to closures around Parliament. And then Kales River R300 northbound, slow moving traffic towards Van Riebeek Road. Cape Town M5 northbound, queuing traffic towards the N2 highway. And the N1 inbound, there's queuing traffic between Plattekloof and the Coburg interchange. And that's your traffic for this morning.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
8:32 this morning. Of course, this morning we are discussing. I see your messages are coming through. I'll share with you my thoughts as well in a bit with regards to the viral video in terms of the altercation between the teacher and the student. The shorter version of the video, you know, has been widely shared, which we mentioned earlier. But there are reports that there is a longer version showing what happened prior to the argument. But joining us online from a comment from the WCED this morning is a minister for education, MEC for education in the Western Cape. Minister Debbie Schaefer, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. It's a pleasure.
Of course, the shocking video, beginning of the school year, another challenge arises. Are your thoughts this morning, Minister?
Yes, well, every day there's quite a number. This one was particularly disturbing, obviously. It's clear that there are two sides to the story. It is not acceptable for a teacher to hit any learner, but it is clear that there certainly were more issues to the event and seemingly what happened before the incident. So the governing body is investigating. The teacher is appointed by the governing body, so it is their role to take any further steps, and they have undertaken to do so. They're also looking into the behavior of the learner to see whether there are any contraventions of any disciplinary codes as well.
Generally, what is the protocol, you know, when a student is being rowdy, unruly, posing a challenge in the classroom? You know, how should the educator then handle it? And, you know, instead of going on with the student, how should, in this instance, how should it have been handled?
Look, it's easy to say after the event. I mean, I'm not in the classroom, but I mean, we do provide a link. I've got a link on my page yesterday of different ways that people can try and discipline children. I would suggest maybe she would have walked out of the class before we got to that point. But it's very easy to say in hindsight, but I mean, it just simply isn't acceptable. We expect teachers to be able to be emotionally intelligent enough to know if they are getting out of control and then perhaps to remove themselves from the scene for a minute or two and calm themselves down. But I know it is easy to say when you're not in that situation.
What is the status of the teacher at the school? Is she currently teaching or has she been put on leave?
I'm still waiting for the governing body. They did issue a statement yesterday. I'm expecting them to take action today, but I haven't been informed yet exactly what they're going to take. I suspect at the beginning of the school day today, hopefully there'll be some more clarity on that issue.
Just you know, on a general note, in terms of this issue seemed to be, you know, about the student not having her book out, having her cell phone with her in class or using it, whatever the case is. In terms of policy, you know, at various schools, or in terms of the WCED's view on cell phone policy at school, kindly comment.
Schools can make their own cell phone policies, and we ask them to do so. What I am interested in is that obviously somebody else had a cell phone in the class as well, who was recording the incident. I'm quite interested to see how that happens. But schools are allowed to make their own policies on that. We obviously have a big focus on e-learning, and we want to use technology where we can for educational purposes. But obviously there are also opportunities for it to be abused. So we let the parents be able to make their own policies regarding it. It's not the same across the entire province necessarily.
And in this light, you know, once the investigation is underway and then goes on, you know, who ultimately decides what then happens to the teacher?
Well, given that it's a governing body position, that will be a governing body decision in this instance. If it's WCED1, it's a different process. But the learner, if the learner is disciplined, it's also a governing body decision. The case of expulsion in such a matter, not that I'm saying it will be necessarily, but in the event of any learner being recommended for expulsion, it goes to the department, and then there is a right of appeal to myself.
And with regards to the teacher?
As I said, it's a governing body's decision.
So should the governing body then decide, you know what, she can still be stated as a teacher in school, is that fine? Taking into consideration that she did slap the student?
It's the governing body's decision, as I said.
Wow, okay. Well, MEC, thank you so much for your time this morning. We do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And that was MEC Debbie Schaefer this morning there speaking to us. With regards to the video that had gone viral in terms of the San Susi Girls High School, I'm just a little concerned in the sense that if the governing body deems it fit to see that the teacher is fine, she can still be at school, are we saying that, you know, it's okay in terms of the reaction that the teacher had towards the child, in terms of the violence there? What sort of message are we sending out? But like MEC mentioned, it's a governing body decision and not a WCED decision. So, interesting. Share your thoughts with me. Love to hear from you this morning.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.